Changing Your Belief and Perception Meditation by Dr. Joe Dispenza, from the book You Are the Placebo, Making Your Mind Matter. Now, can you rest your awareness in the space between your eyes, in space? And can you sense the energy of space between your eyes, in space? And now, can you become aware of the space between your temples, in space? And can you sense the volume of space between your temples, in space? And now, can you become aware of the space that your nostrils occupy in space? And can you sense the volume of space that the inside of your nose occupies in space? And now, can you become aware of the space between your tongue and the back of your throat, in space? And can you sense the volume of space that the back of your throat occupies in space? And now, can you sense the energy of space around your ears, in space? And can you feel the energy of space beyond your ears, in space? And can you become aware of the space below your chin, in space? And can you feel the volume of space around your neck in space. And now, can you sense the space beyond your chest in space? And can you feel the energy of space around your chest in space? And now, can you become aware of the volume of space beyond your shoulders in space? And can you sense the energy of space around your shoulders in space? And now, can you become aware of the space behind your back in space? And can you feel the energy of space beyond your spine in space? And now, can you rest your awareness in the space between your thighs in space? And can you sense the energy of space connecting your knees in space? And now, can you sense the volume of space around your feet in space? And can you feel the energy of space beyond your feet in space? And can you become aware of the space around your entire body in space? And can you sense the energy of space beyond your body in space? And can you sense the energy of space beyond your body in space? And now, can you become aware of the space between your body and the walls of the room in space? And can you sense the volume of space that the entire room occupies in space? And now, can you become aware of the space that all of space occupies in space? And can you sense the space that all of space takes up in space? And now, it's time to become no body, no one, no thing, nowhere, in no time, to become pure consciousness, to become an awareness in the infinite field of potentials, and to invest your energy into possibility. And the longer you linger in the unknown, the more you draw the unknown to you. Simply become a thought in the blackness of infinity, and unfold your awareness into no thing, into no body, into no time. The more you focus on the unknown, the more you bring a new life to you. Allow your awareness to move from particle to wave, from matter to consciousness, from material to the immaterial, from space and time to no time and to no space, from a world of the senses to a world beyond the senses, from the known to the unknown. And if you, as the quantum observer, find your mind returning to the known, to familiar people, to things, or places in your known reality, to your body, to your habits, your identity, your emotions, to time, to the past, or the predictable future. Simply become aware that you are observing the known, and surrender your consciousness back into the void of possibilities, and become no one, no body, no thing, nowhere, in no time. Unfold your awareness back into the immaterial realm of all quantum potentials, into the blackness of eternity. And the more you become an awareness and possibility, the more you create possibility and opportunity in your life. Stay present. Now, what was that belief or perception that you wanted to change about yourself in your life? And do you want to continue to believe and perceive in this way? If not, it's time to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that's greater than the hardwired programs in your brain and the emotional addictions in your body. And allow your body to respond to a new mind. Allow the choice to become an experience that you never forget. And allow the inward experience to produce an emotion with such energy that it rewrites the programs and changes your biology. Come out of your resting state and change your energy so that your biology is altered by your own energy. Come on, become inspired and make the choice to be greater than your past. Become inspired. Become empowered. Be moved by your own energy. And now surrender that belief to a greater intelligence, to a greater mind. Just let go and give it up to the field of possibilities, returning it back to energy. Now, what do you want to believe and perceive about yourself and your life? And how would that feel? Come on, move into a new state of being and allow your body to be lifted to a new mind. And let the energy of this choice rewrite the circuits in your brain and change the genes in your body. And allow your body to be liberated from the past to the new future. Change your energy by combining a clear intention with an elevated emotion so that matter is lifted to a new mind. And let the choice carry an amplitude of energy that's greater than any past experience. And let your body be altered by consciousness, by your energy, and shift into a new state of being. And make this moment define you. And let this internal process, this experience, carry such an elevated emotional energy that it becomes a memory that you never forget. And you can teach your body emotionally what it would feel like to believe in this way. To be empowered, to be moved by your own greatness, to be invincible, to have courage, to be in love with life, to feel unlimited, to live as if your prayers are already answered. Give your body a taste of the future, signaling new genes in new ways. Your energy is what affects matter. And when you change your energy, you change your body. Come on, make your mind matter. And from this new state of being, how will you live? What choices will you make? What behaviors will demonstrate? And what experiences can you observe from this state of being? And how will it feel to believe in possibility, to believe in yourself, to be healed, to be free, to be moved by the Spirit. Come on, love your future into life. It's your creation. Fall in love with it. From the state of being, nurture it with your attention. For wherever you place your attention is where you place your energy. Invest in your future by observing it. And be defined by a new future instead of the familiar past. Open your heart and allow your body to become moved by your own inward experience. For whatever you truly experience in possibility and emotionally embrace will ultimately find you in some future time. From thought into energy into matter. And now let go and give it up to a greater intelligence and allow it to be executed in a way that's right for you. And take your left hand and place it over your heart. And I invite you to bless your body. Let it be lifted to a new mind, to a new energy, and to bless your life. Let it be an extension of your mind, that your state of being be reflected in your world, and to bless your future, that it never be your past, and to bless your past, that it turn into wisdom, and to bless the challenges in your life, that they initiate you into greatness, and to bless your soul, that it wakes you up from this dream, that it be your guide, and to bless the unseen in you, that the energy move in you, that it stirs in you, that it moves through you, and that it moves all around you, that its mind becomes your mind, that its nature becomes your nature, that its will become your will, and its love for life become your love for life, and that it shows cause by signaling you in your life in some way to let you know that it's real. And now if the thought sets the signal out and the feeling draws the event back to you, I want you to move into a state of gratitude and to give thanks for a new life before it's made manifest. For the emotional signature of gratitude means the event has already happened. And the longer you linger in gratitude, the more you draw new life to you. For gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership. And now, bring your awareness back to a new body, to a new life, and to a whole new future time. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.